and welcome to G.L. Horton's Stage Page Podcast. Today is Sunday, the 27th of May, 2007, almost Memorial Day. As a bona fide war veteran, I decided to take this week off, and I let Prof. Will know I wouldn't need a script. Then I went off to my son's after-the-fact birthday party and had a great time. Met some interesting folk there, and two thought it would be interesting to read some monologues. Well, we just happened to have a Mac laptop and microphone with us, so we headed to Eric's living room and made these three recordings. So, it's late at night, and I'm throwing together another show. This is important. This is what people are supposed to sound like when auditioning. We'll be right back. Chad Parenteau is a poet and writer living in the Boston area. His latest chapbook, Discarded Poems from My Apartment, is due out next year. His work is also forthcoming in the anthology, French Connections, a gathering of Franco-American poets. I put a link to his webpage in the artwork. Chad picked out this piece GL penned last month for his first reading.
My uncle, who's a naval reservist, was called to duty and is now in Iraq. He has two young kids from his second marriage. He's 43 years old. The military needs more warm bodies, and I guess they're getting desperate. They don't seem to care how old the bodies are anymore. Naval and Air Force personnel are being retrained in places like Camp Shelby, Mississippi, that have the mock-up towns built Iraqi style. They trained my uncle to drive some big convoy escort vehicle and send him away from his family. Fortunately, when he got to Iraq, they learned that he knows how to pour concrete, so that's what he's doing now. I'm not sure whether it's at the world's biggest, baddest embassy or one of those huge permanent bases we're building, but this is a good berth for him because it's not as dangerous as the convoys. Still, even with this massive effort of surging, our supply lines can be disrupted and sometimes our troops need to ration food. Plus, the green zone itself is getting shelled. Good thing for the Iraqi government that most of them have apartments in London's West End. My younger uncle, on my mother's side, he's decided to leave the Navy as soon as his enlistment's up, after 12 years of service. He says he didn't join the Navy to be in the Army, or in somebody else's Civil War. A lot of sailors and airmen are coming to agree.
The other person we met was Lynn Stickler, the prize lady. She is an artist, editor, text and graphics designer, and the sole creator of The Prize Lady Experience, a one-on-one performance art piece as well as a stage show with grand poetic theatrics and chances to earn fabulous prizes. She wrote a piece about the basic fear that guides so many women's lives without ever being mentioned.
Am I afraid of men? Yes, absolutely. Women are. Not a few, not some, all. We have heard secret stories of harassment, of assault and rape, told to us in confidence by women we know. When we see the stories of women beaten and killed on TV or in the papers, they are just echoes of the secret ones, echoes that ring loud enough to make us cautious in ways you would never consider. For instance, I never approach my car without checking the far side where a man may be hiding. I never get in without making sure the back seat is empty. If I am walking alone, I never listen to my headphones. I do my best to keep my hands free unless I'm carrying something that can be used as a weapon. When I'm carrying groceries, a heavy item I can swing goes into my right hand, a gallon of milk, a bag of cans. My left hand is ready to drop whatever it is holding so I can run. If there is a strange noise in my apartment at night, I grab a can of insect spray in one hand and the other. I have my cell phone with the speed dial set to 911. I have never been raped. I have never even had a threatening letter, phone call, or email. But I was once stalked by an ex-boyfriend, and I have been groped by strangers on a bus, flashed by nutcases in the library, and catcalled and cursed on the street. I know. That the men who do these things are only a small subset of males generally, but there is no way to know which of the men around me is one of the ones who might attack. Eternal vigilance is the price of my freedom.
Here's Chad again. He also helps coordinate Stone Soup Poetry every Monday night at Out of the Blue Art Gallery in Cambridge, Massachusetts. A link to their page is in the artwork. This piece takes more thought than a quick listen would suggest. I'm not certain it's a good audition piece. It's a potent statement for an actor to make.
Claim on behalf of Iraqi IS-4-6552M by father. IS-4-6552M, a shepherd, was tending his sheep 1,000 meters from a site where coalition forces detonated a stockpile of old regime ammunition. The detonation resulted in shrapnel, some of which hit and killed IS-4-6552M. Finding, denied due to combat exception. Quote, detonation of ammunition, unquote, is under the definition of a combat activity. Claim filed on behalf of AF-7403C by mother. AF-7403C, a 7-year-old child, was hit by a U.S. Humvee while crossing the road. AF-7403C was hospitalized for 3 weeks before dying of her injuries. Finding, negligence. Compensation, $1,500 U.S. Claim on behalf of Iraqi IS-51006F by husband. Husband, wife, and children were returning home from a party when they were fired on by coalition forces. An RPG had been previously fired at coalition forces who were returning fire when they struck and killed IS-51006F. The vehicle was also damaged by gunfire. A condolence payment of $4,000 U.S. total, $2,500 for death and $1,500 for damage, is made and justified as follows, quote, making this condolence payment ensures the family and community recognize the regret for the unfortunate occurrence. Support will positively influence both the community and local Iraqi leaders.
Well, that's our show for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. A few weeks back, we offered a reading by a couple of first-rate actresses. It did modestly well. Until last week, that is. It had 3 days last week where it was downloaded literally hundreds of times each day. I know I thought A Late Lunch was an excellent piece, but this is astonishing. Perhaps it was assigned as a class project? I'd love to know what caught someone's attention. Please leave a comment on the Podomatic page or send an email to davidmeyer@mac.com. You've raised our interest. Until next week, happy holidays.